This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I'm here live. And for real, you know, some of you were asking, I saw some of the notes and what have you. You are listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hit up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going. Did somebody sit in my chair? What's going on here? You can take the poll. You can listen live. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up on the website, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Now, listen up. The, next couple of weeks, I'll be out, you know, maybe 2 days a week or what have you. As I told you, I'm rerunning for office. I'm not running for office, I'm rerunning for office. Okay, I'm running for re-election. And it's what I tell you guys to do. Remember, I keep telling you, get involved in your community. You cannot change. See, I've already hit the ground running. You cannot change anything on Facebook. Sorry, but you can't. You can't change anything screaming and yelling at your TV, your computer, and that kind of stuff. Although I do appreciate the work that you can get done via computer. But I want you cranking away and doing so. Help people that you know will do the job get elected. That's what you need to do. So I'm out there. I'm pounding pavement. I've done it before. I'll do it again. And I'm expecting you to do the same thing. Not for me, necessarily. Look around. You know, again, I admonish you to do it, but I can't tell you to do something I either haven't done or won't do myself. And it ain't cheap. Let me tell you what. So if you can't afford to do it, or you don't know how to raise money, or, but you have a candidate that's willing to jump in, one that's real, that you know is real, that you know will do the work, then jump in and help them. And that's all I'll say about that. So, I love this. I'm watching from afar. I'm listening from. Anybody hear anything about Russia lately? Seriously. Remember, was it? I know I don't want to sound like what's her name, but you know, it was like Russia, Russia, Russia. That's all it was for the longest time. It was all about Russia. We're going to catch the president. I mean, you notice that everything they're going to catch the president, everything that they're sure there's a link to, there's Jack to, right? I don't mean to be yelling, but anyway. But you see what I'm saying here? So when you get down to the Russian collusion, where's this collusion? Where's even anything that smells like collusion, or where collusion is spelled incorrectly, or, you know, other than the Russian dressing in his refrigerator, where is the collusion? Matter of fact, what I'm loving about these investigations as they go around with them is you find out they mostly tie back to who? Who? Anybody? That's right, the Democrat Party. And stop calling them the Democratic Party. They're the Democrat Party. Okay? Where's the democracy and what they've been doing lately? What's so democratic about their process? When did you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent, become a democratic thing? Yeah, it's infuriating. In more ways than one, it's just infuriating. But again, what I've been saying for a long time, where is the Russian proof? You know, Somebody said this to me. I don't know how true it is. I haven't had a chance to, you know, run some of this stuff. I've been running like crazy myself. Tammy will tell you. Was at an event extremely early this morning after going to bed. Well, I guess technically I went to bed early. In the morning. But I went to an event early this morning, and it was for a congressman who's rerunning for office, and the stuff that they're throwing at him, to me, is just amazing. All right? And again, you hear about all this stuff going on. All the news and a whole, you know, little story. I told you more stuff was going to come out in Kavanaugh. And I was right. Right? No question about it. I was right. So let's get back to the Russian thing. I don't want to get distracted with a whole bunch of other stuff. So have you heard anything about Russia? Any more Russia? And where is the investigation? Is anybody doing an investigation? I don't even know if they're doing an investigation anymore. I mean, based on what I see, I'd have to say no. But I don't know that for sure. So when you get to the Kavanaugh, and then hop over to this Kavanaugh investigation, have you noticed, too, how it's gone from he committed sexual assault, he's going, you know, he's doing nasty things to women, now they have the testimonies. Now it's no longer he's doing nasty things to women. Now he may have lied about his drinking habits. And if that disqualifies him, doesn't that disqualify about 85% of the congressmen? Come on, they've all been caught in lies. All of them. I shouldn't say that. Okay, I take that back. Xander gets mad at me when I do that. But I'll say the majority of them. How about that? The majority of them have been caught in lies. Does that disqualify them? Do they have to leave now? Do they have to resign? What's the rule? Give me the process. They don't have one. And then you get the mainstream media, what they're doing to these poor guys. Did you know that CNN, let me see, over the last couple of weeks, since this whole thing started, has alluded to the fact that Kavanaugh was involved in those rape gangs. Okay, and what I love about this is somehow this man got around because he was setting up these rape gang things in Rhode Island, Colorado. See, my God, this is like a small industry. And he's guilty simply because somebody says he was. 119 times CNN stated that he committed rape. Don't let this happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
Now we are back. You listen to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. What are you, applauding yourself already? I haven't even introduced you yet. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know he's here. I know that's why you tune in. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time and his input on what's going on here across the pond. Hey, Xander, how you doing?
I am doing wonderfully. Good evening to you.
And I really do always appreciate your input here. I don't know if you caught the beginning of this, but I was talking about how CNN and talking about Kavanaugh and this whole situation that's going down. They called him basically a rapist almost 200 times. And it's like, who actually said, yes, he raped me?
Right, exactly. I mean, I wonder where this unwritten rule is in the United States of America, is where you can actually slander people and liable them, and just because they're in public office, they're not allowed to take any action. I don't get that. I really don't.
That's
because
scary.
If you say that kind of thing about me, I'm going to visit my lawyer, because I think, you know, ultimately, I think what's given license to all of these kind of things is social media, because everybody thinks they can say and do exactly what they please, unless they happen to be a conservative, of course. But it gives license to this ideology that people can say exactly what they please, and that ain't happening.
No.
Not on my watch.
No, and we have to keep pushing back, and we have to keep screaming about it, but I'll tell you what, you and I were talking during the break, and I wasn't trying to be, I'm not trying to be judgmental or nasty or anything, because you get mad at me when I do the broad brush thing, and I don't blame you, but I'm sitting here saying to you, you know, not just my friends, I've got people, and I do have a handful of friends that are out cranking away from me, but there's a lot of people out there that scream about the elections and how their guy doesn't win, and it's almost impossible to do, but I got to tell you, I'm helping four people directly run for office.
Right.
All these Facebook warriors who say, we want to win, we'll do this, we'll do anything to win. You know what? No, you won't. Because I'm sitting here calling on you, and you're not doing it. And you see the same thing, don't you?
I do. I'm tired of the lip service. As the listeners know, you know, I'm in the UK right now. I'm spending time next week working for someone that's running for Senate, calling from the United Kingdom to people in the USA, asking them to vote for this person who's actually running against Elizabeth Warren. So if I can do that from the UK, so why can't you do that in the United States?
There you go.
There's a challenge for you.
Well, it might require work.
Well,
seriously, you know,
when you consider
I get a little tainted, I know, but God, it's just irritating as heck.
Well, what is the alternative? We could have ended up with Hillary Clinton. Look how hard we all fought to get Donald Trump into office. And, I think people rest on their laurels once we get our candidate into office. But now we've got to keep him there for two terms. And part of that is actually fighting for our candidates in the midterms. And if we can't do that, then we should all pack up and go home. You know, let's all go get jobs somewhere else.
You know, do you think some of it is not complacency, but ignorance from a standpoint of, well, we know we voted him in, things are going good, people will say it's going good, and we won't have anything to worry about. And people don't realize it's not true. It doesn't work that way.
No, I think there are lots of elements with this, but I do think that complacency is a large element of what is going on, because I think people just think that once a person is in office, then that's all we have to do. I mean, you know, I've taken a little backseat for the last couple of weeks because I've had a lot going on, but usually I'm out there fighting every single day for Donald Trump, defending him, correcting people, educating people, and we all need to be doing that, folks. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the way that we keep our candidates in office is by supporting them. And if you can't do that, why are you even involved in any kind of politics anyway?
Because they think they're doing something. They think when they hop on Facebook and they post some story. And listen, every little bit helps. I get that. All right. But you got to do more. Much more than just being a Facebook warrior, Twitter warrior. I mean, look at, we just found out the group that we were, what did they lose, 10 sites, Tammy? Twitter?
12 now.
12, and what was the total amount of followers? In the millions, right?
Pushing a million.
How much?
Pushing a million when I
left. Yeah, so, you know, you're talking about millions of Twitter, and they're all conservative sites. 12 sites, Twitter sites, have yanked down. So you get locked into the social media stuff, which is wonderful and great, but it's not working out for us. We're getting screwed.
And the fact that all of this is going on is surely indicative of the fact that we need to work harder. You know, I know people have jobs. I know people have lives and children and all of these other things. But I think that this is, you know, there are certain times that it's more important than others, and the midterms are one of those times. And, you know, we are gearing up. You know, if you're not registered to vote and you're listening to this show, get yourself out there on Monday online and get yourself registered to vote for the red tsunami. Whoever your candidate might be, make sure you're voting for Republican.
You mean the blue ripple? Is that what you're talking about?
No, that was the blue rim. No, we're talking about the red tsunami. You know, all these old ladies in hair shops, you know, with this blue rim saying, vote for Dianne Feinstein.
Well, she's, no, I mean, and you're in England. They really do have women with blue hair back then.
They do. They do. We have one running the country right now.
Mm. You know what? What?
Oh, did you see her this week, Theresa May? Because they
what,
criticized
she
her for how
dance?
She danced in Africa. So she went along and she danced at this conference, and she alluded to how much she might cough. But that's not getting the job done, people. You know, I can sit here and joke, but it's not getting the job done. And she's not getting the job done. You know, get this Brexit sorted out, Theresa May. Yeah. I know she listens to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, she, you know what? I love this stuff, though. I really do appreciate this stuff. And she's sitting there, and I hear her talking to a couple of people, and Brexit may not happen the way the people want it to. Bullpuckies. They voted for it. When did you know, England become a dictatorship, right?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think what they want to do is they want to keep having referendums so they get it exactly how they want it. And the difference is they want to talk. They're talking about a no-deal Brexit. There has to be a deal in
Brexit. Wait. What the heck is a no-deal Brexit?
Oh, a no-deal Brexit means that we just leave. And, you know, with no deal in place, so business has affected everything. Is affected.
We're going
to talk about that more
on the other side of the break. I'm going to let you do the intros and the outros from now on. I'm Joe Mussini, your host.
Sure.
Actually, I'm the guest host, and Xander will be back with us right after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court is near certain, as three undecided senators say they'll vote for confirmation. One of them, Maine Senator Susan Collins, who says there's not enough evidence to support sex assault charges against Kavanaugh.
Therefore, I do not believe that these charges
can barely prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin posted to Twitter that he would vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Senator Jeff Flake told reporters that unless something big changes, he'll vote to confirm. A Chicago jury finds Officer Jason Van Dyke guilty of second-degree murder in the 2014 shooting of a 17-year-old. His attorney says Van Dyke and his family are relieved he's not facing the death sentence.
You know, it was an emotional moment with him and his family, and all I can say is that guy is the toughest man I have ever met in my life.
Sentencing is set for October 31st. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Sorry, couple of nitwits.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither.
I ain't going to school no more. That's because I go to school every day. I learn something new every day. I didn't think you could get any lower than I was getting in D.C. I didn't think the swamp could be any swampier, any deeper, and sweet Jesus, I learned a whole new lesson. Anyway, I'm Joe Bussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And Kavanaugh, you know, before I bring on Xander, this poor guy, even if he gets the vote, I want you to think about this. Even if he gets the vote and he gets seated, this cloud, not that I believe he has a cloud. I don't think the guy's done anything wrong. But this cloud's going to be hanging over his head to the day he dies. His nomination and appointment is going to be just tainted forever. And his life, for all intents and purposes, what his kids went through, what his wife went through, all this over political power. It shows you how dirty and how nasty and how much that they care more about power. They care more about telling you what to do and how to live your life than they do about ruining another human being's life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's bring in Xander Gibbs. Xander, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me.
Thanks for having me. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was going to ask you, you finish your thought, and then I'm going to ask you how they're portraying it there in England.
Well, I think there's a deeper implication to this, because what this is telling us is that Democrats have a built-in lie detector in their eyes, you know, that they can tell when someone's lying, but it only works on Republicans. And the thing is that, you know, when they try and, you know, scam Bill Clinton or Keith Ellison, you know, it doesn't work. It does not compute.
No.
So that is rather concerning for me, that they would far rather destroy someone's life because, you know, it's more important to score points and to politicize and weaponize every single process in the United States than to have a fair process. And that really, it makes me angry, Joe. It really does.
Oh, it shows you how low they'll go. And then you look at Pelosi. I don't know if you heard this. I know it's kind of hard to get all the information where you're at. But, you know, Senator John Kennedy, he blasted Pelosi for comparing Kavanaugh to Kim Jong-un. I mean, seriously, Kavanaugh reminds her of a dictator like Kim Jong-un. I'm thinking, is she firing on all cylinders? I mean, is this proof that she's not firing on all cylinders?
I think they all share the same shrink. I really do. Her, Maxine Waters, you know, all of them. They get their meds. I saw something floating around social media the other day saying that they were all abusing prescription drugs. And I thought it was hilarious because it would explain so much. Because if they're not abusing prescription drugs, why are they behaving so badly?
Well, do you remember when the, who was it, the doctor for the, at the White House. Remember, there was a doctor there. He served under several presidents, and I think it was Trump wanted him nominated as Attorney General. And all this nasty stuff, right, came out about him. And he, they said, well, you know, he was giving out, you know, sleeping pills and stuff like that on Air Force One like they were candy. And then as you do a little research, you find out all of them did that. All the White House doctors did that. It is common knowledge. It's been going on. Not for a couple of years, for decades. And this guy is the one that gets called out. This is the guy that gets nailed for doing it. Why? Come on, we all know the answer to this. Because he was nominated by Trump. That's the only reason, right?
Of course. And there's an overlap for Kavanaugh with regards to Trump. But, you know, when the Kennedys, you know, when Maria Shriver has the audacity to say she cannot think of anything worse. You know, I thought it was funny that Ben Shapiro turned around and said, oh, you know, I can think of something worse, you know, being left to drown in a car at the bottom of a lake. God, you know, those who live in glass houses should not throw stones, Maria. I'm so sick of the double standard. Yeah. I mean, clean your own house up and then we'll talk.
Well, we got, what's his name? The fellow out of Illinois.
Keith Ellison,
right? Yeah. I mean, he's been cleared of the charges. Nothing to see here. Well, yeah, the DNC, first of all, the DNC in Illinois hired their attorneys to look into him and look into the allegations. They come back and they say, well, there's no proof here. There's nothing to corroborate their story. So therefore, he's clean. Sound familiar?
So she blacked her own eyes and beat herself up, the lady. I can't remember.
Well, she probably had somebody slam her head against the floor a couple times just to make it look good.
You see, the thing is that what we're witnessing is we're witnessing the destruction of the United States. And let's face it, Ford's actions and testimony have set back the opportunity for those with credible rape claims to get justice by 100 years. And I'm so angry about it, Joe, because the thing is, at the end of the day, we're not progressing when the Democrats are standing in the way with lies.
And Xander, for clarity, it's not just you saying that. There are women out there, plenty of women saying the same thing. There are rape survivors saying, this hurts us. You've said that this man, he's guilty of this before anything... you know, before there's any proof, any corroboration of the story, and you're hurting those of us who really survived the physical act of rape. And
right. And
I agree with them. If this is the standard for now on, and now they're saying, well, it's not a court proceeding, so it doesn't have to be, there doesn't have to be any facts. There doesn't have to be any real proof. Like, wow. If that was your son, if that was your daughter, I bet you wouldn't be saying that.
Yeah. No, but the thing is that what this brings into question as well, you know, there's been this debate for long enough about the phrase has gone out of my brain. You know, like there's an amount of time has elapsed. Gosh, what's it called? Was regarding the crime.
Statute of limitations.
Totally went out of my head. Yeah. And I think that in the United States now, we need to look at that. I do appreciate that people are afraid to come forward when these things have happened. But you can't come forward 36 years later and expect to be believed without zero evidence to destroy someone's life. Yeah. Because, number one, it might be true, but number two, people have lied, and people do lie. And you can't tell me there was not an element of politicizing in all of this, because why did Dianne Feinstein wait till 2 weeks before all of this started to bring the letter to the fore?
All right, so listen, if you really care about this story coming forward, if you really care about stopping Kavanaugh, and you really believe that he sexually assaulted this young girl... Another simple question. Why did you wait until the hearings were pretty much totally over? Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you come back to me and you say, well, because I really didn't think he was going to get nominated, you know, no harm, no foul. But that's not true. If he truly sexually assaulted somebody, he needs to go to jail. He needs to be brought up in trial.
He does.
That really happened, regardless of
rape,
the hearings,
rape is
right?
Not a part, yeah, and rape is not a partisan issue. If you've raped someone, you know, I remember when they were, you know, they were bringing out all of these people that were supposedly accusing Donald Trump of the same things. And the thing is that if he had done it, I couldn't support him. You know, we cannot support people who have committed rape and sexual assault unless they're Democrats.
No, there's not just a double standard here. This is a triple standard here. It is really interesting to watch how they deal with their own, how they deal with us, and then how they deal with, you know, putting pressure on people from not just all walks of life, not just a party, to get what they're looking for. Because they'll go after their own if their own won't get in line and step up the way they perceive they're supposed to step up, right?
Absolutely. And I could have a level of respect for some Democrats if they came back with this and said, no, this is not fair. But can you name one Democrat that has done that with regards to Kavanaugh?
No. No, not really. I mean, we've had some come out today and say that, you know, hey, look, I can't find, I've read the FBI report. I heard some of the senators went back and reread the report. They spent 2 hours in the room and that they came out and said, look, I can't find anything that corroborates her story. As compelling as it was, and chances are really good that she did have something happen to her, but it just wasn't Kavanaugh, right?
Right. Well, she can't remember where it was. She can't remember where it happened. She can't remember how much she had to drink. I mean, if you were sexually assaulted and that affected you that bad, I've had some very bad experiences in my life, and I could tell you, you know, verbatim exactly what happened. So if this affected her that badly, why can she not recall?
Well, listen, we're gonna call some things during the break that nobody gets to hear. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Xander Gibble, join us. Stay with us. Still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Okay, everybody off the beach. That's right. Sharks in the water. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Who were the beach people? Remember the movies?
Annette Funicello and Frankie Valli. No.
Was it Frankie Valli?
I don't know.
Hey, you're too young, huh?
I was born in 65.
Stop it. Stop it. La 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 la. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Every time I hear that, I can envision Annette Funicello, you know, coming into the studio with
Frankie
those...
Frankie Avalon.
What?
Frankie Avalon.
Frankie Avalon. There you go. I knew you'd get it eventually if I left you alone. Anyway, let's bring in somebody who's smarter than the two of us. Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me here, Xander, just to help us kick off the weekend. So, hear any good news out there?
I'm getting a recipe for sugar-free chocolate cake.
I guess that's exciting for you. Yeah. No, seriously, people don't realize how the news is really doled out there in England and Germany and other places. And they don't have the free press like we have. So you're getting information a certain way. You're only getting bits and pieces of the story as a whole as they want it perceived, right?
Yeah, it's certainly controlled and contrived. And, you know, yesterday someone shared this article. One of my friends shared this article called A Letter to White Women about the Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh. And it was kind of directed at them. But it was written in such a way that, you know, he was guilty, whatever, you know, even though there weren't kind of like any facts. But the concern is, like, I was watching a news show here tonight, and it was making, you know, Brett Kavanaugh out to be this big nasty ogre of a guy. And it kind of really bothered me because, I we both work in journalism, and I'm sure we both endeavor to put the truth across there, and we'll actually separate what is our opinion from what is fact. But you know, all over now, journalism is about portraying your opinion as fact. That scares me.
I got to stop you, all right? Because I don't believe it anymore. When you, where is the truth in journalism on any part of what's been reported on Kavanaugh? Nobody wants the truth. Even when you're sitting there telling these people, do you realize that the FBI report says A, B, and C? They go, yeah, we don't care about that. We don't care about fact. We don't care about truth. All we care about is a woman said that he raped her. End of discussion.
I'm talking about independent media.
Okay.
I think that we really are the backbone of media because, you know, ultimately, if there weren't independent media outlets like ours, the truth would not be getting out there. I think that if we left it to the mainstream media when the last election took place, there's no way that Donald Trump would have got elected. It was down to people like you and me and, you know, all the other independent media outlets to actually tell the truth. Because I can't imagine what it would have been like without us, really.
Oh, I can't either. I really can't. I mean, you had to have people that were pounding away, that were helping out, that they're helping to make it happen. But you also had to have the little people, you know, as they say. You have to have somebody respond. You have to get away from Facebook and actually go respond to make a difference.
You absolutely do. I mean, I actually saw with this, you know, just with this thread with regards to Kavanaugh, you know, yesterday and today, how nasty Democrats can be, you know, asking me who did I think I was, you know, had I ever been raped, and how dare I as a man have passed an opinion on it. Well, number one, men get raped too, and you don't have to be raped or sexually assaulted to have an opinion on it. And this ideology, you know, I don't know where the sexist ideology comes in that you know, women should be believed. You know, it's not about the sex of someone, it's about the evidence. I'm sorry, it always has to come back to the evidence, because otherwise, you know, we could all be accusing everybody all the time. You know, Chuck Schumer sexually assaulted me 30 years ago. Do you know what I mean? And if that's the case, then we don't have to prove it. You know, when he's coming up for office, we've been at parties together, and you know, he's touched my leg, and, you know, all of these things. So, let's if this is the way they want to play this, then let's do it.
And listen, and Joe, creepy Uncle Joe, gets a pass. Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see the way he touches people sometimes, and nobody, not a word. That's just Joe. It's just the way Joe is. Okay, sure. We can accept that, and it's sad. So, to your point earlier, though, I mean, when we're talking about people wanting to know the truth and not wanting to know the truth, you know, somebody chased Lindsey Graham out to his car today, and she was screaming and yelling at him and a few others, too, which I think is hilarious because they are shouting out that, you know, he's not American, he's not paying attention to the truth, and this is what I find interesting. Do you really believe that if the FBI learned anything might have been truth, could corroborate any part of her story, that they wouldn't have acted on it or suggest that we act on it?
And of course not.
Oh, cool. You know what?
Of course not.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you brought Lindsey Graham into the conversation, because you know what really bothers me? You know, the Democrat Party, you know, who are supposedly the party of the LGBTQ, ABCDFG community, they incited that homophobia against Lindsey Graham, you know, who they were alleging he's gay. I know I've joked about it, but, you know, I can do that. I'm gay. But they incited that homophobia against that man just because he stood up to them, and that really bothers me. Don't tell me you're the party of the gay community if you can attack gay men just because they're, or people you allege to be gay just because they're conservative.
And you know
there
what?
There you go. I saved that one very quickly, yeah, didn't I?
And it's nobody's business.
No.
Right?
No, exactly. It's absolutely nobody's business. And when did your sexuality or who you sleep with, make a difference as to what kind of opinion you're allowed to have?
It is always, in the immortal words of Yul Brynner, it's a puzzlement. You know, it's just amazing. So, I always love that line with him. He's reading something out of the Bible, and he looks at the teacher, and he says, "This Moses is a puzzlement." Right? And I go, it's a great line. Anyway, so Graham is chased out by one of the protesters. I want you to hear what she had to say. Well, I'd love you to hear what she had to say, except that you have to unmute it for people to actually hear what, there we go, unmute, and then you go right here, restart it again. Yeah, we'll give you blow by blow here. We'll let you know exactly how I screwed up and how I'm fixing it. Well, hey.
White privilege, yeah. Patriarchy.
Yeah, please move to South Carolina.
Out of office.
I hope you come. Oh, you'd be welcome in South Carolina.
Believe your daughters. Believe your mother. Believe your sisters.
He lied under oath. You have
faith. Now, he lied under oath. How does she know that? Did she have a friend there? That somebody was somebody at the rape or attempted rape and knows really what happened? Why haven't they come forward? Because
yeah.
The FBI doesn't back her up on this.
Well, I hope you're challenging everybody that says about the, you know, when they say he lied. I'm like, let's tell me specifically how he lied.
Yeah.
And
what
show
did he lie
the
about?
That he lied.
Yeah.
Because you know we have to be challenging these fools. When they say these things, because, you know, the only people that know what went on, I mean, I don't even think Kavanaugh knows what went on because he wasn't even there. You know?
No, who was he?
He was too busy throwing ice at virgins, wasn't
there you go.
He, let's face it.
Who was the sleazy porn lawyer's person he was representing, right? He came out and said that, you know, she knows that he was part of this gang rape thing that was going from party to party to party. And it's really funny how when the FBI gets involved, the story changes, right? Now she can't say that it was necessarily Kavanaugh anymore. Right?
I mean, no, but I think she needs to be prosecuted.
Yeah.
And the state she lives in, which I can't quite recall which state she lives in, but in the state she lives in, if you bring a false rape claim, you can be prosecuted.
Yeah.
Or,
well,
a sexual assault claim.
I think
and if
that should
can't
be the way it is.
It, it's fake.
Should be. There should be some caveats in there, though, because, you know, some people do make mistakes, honest mistakes, and, you know, they may recognize the wrong person or what have you, but if it's malicious, yeah, I want her to go to jail for doing it. And
yes,
right?
I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me that this wasn't malicious because,
oh, no,
you know, as
no
I
way.
Alluded to earlier, if you've had such a traumatic experience, you can't remember when, where, why, who was there, you know, what color glasses you had on, whether your braces were on or not. I mean, there's no clarity to it, is there? Let's face it.
So in the next hour, not raining on your parade, but in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Gosnell movie that's being released next week. And it's taken them years. They've done the movie. It's taken them years to put it out. And I've been asking some of the people around me, because it's been a while, do you know about Gosnell? Do you know about the movie? Do you know what the guy's been accused of? And I can't believe how many people don't know that this guy was committing post-birth abortions, all right? And he was sticking a knife in the spinal stem there in the cord to kill the baby after it was born. He had baby parts of it. It was disgusting, totally disgusting.
And he was putting his hand inside a woman's womb and breaking the neck of a baby while it was in the womb.
Real quick, tell people where to find you.
ZanderGibb.com. Everything is there.
You make
it. Have a lovely weekend. Be safe, everybody.
All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Stick around. Next hour, all about the Gosnell movie. Have your vomit bag. You're going to need it. We'll be back in a few minutes.